The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hello, I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Healthy Living. Remembering to take medications can be challenging for some, but one day an implant may replace medications that need to be taken orally in certain cases. One laboratory in Houston is developing refillable implants placed under the skin to potentially deliver life-saving medicine at a low cost for various diseases. VOA's Elizabeth Lee reports from the Houston Methodist Research Institute.
Researchers at this lab are developing a way to deliver drugs to patients through a small implant that doesn't require a pumping mechanism.
These implants are inserted under the skin of patients and then deliver the drugs for extended period of times, for months and potentially years.
Medication is released through membranes with nanochannels inside different implants like these.
They end up acting like glands, like artificial glands inside of the body. They do the things that the glands in the body normally do, secrete the necessary molecules when they are needed.
The nanochannel delivery system can provide either a steady and constant dose of a drug or one that can be controlled remotely.
Or via remote control via Bluetooth, you can modulate the drug administration over time so that you can increase it, decrease it, suspend it.
These implants are different sizes and can deliver drugs for conditions like high blood pressure and rheumatoid arthritis, for HIV prevention, even for cancer.
So what we have envisioned is a device, a tiny little device, is the size of a grain of rice that can be inserted via a needle, just simple needle, inside of a tumor mass and deliver immunotherapy straight inside of the tumor.
Another possibility is to use the implant to deliver a drug that fights obesity by helping patients lose fat without changing their diets. NASA is also conducting research on the implants with nanotechnology to help solve the problem astronauts experience.
Once they go in space, they tend to lose muscle and as well as bone density, unless they work out. So we have focused on a specific medication trying to prevent muscle atrophy from occurring.
Using the implant for HIV prevention could enter the clinical trial phase within 3 years. It may take several more years before other applications of the implant are tested on humans as research continues. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Houston.
This has been Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.